Let's talk tax and the budget. There has been an increase in personal income tax brackets by 5%. So everybody who pays income tax will pay a little less in the next tax year. If you earn 100,000 rand a year, you'll pay 756 rand less over the year. That's a 25% decrease at least. If you earn 2 million rand, you'll pay 1% less, although the quantum will be 8,300 rand. The tax thresholds do increase. So at the moment, if you're below 65 and you earn below 83,100 rand, you don't have to submit a tax return. That goes up to 87,000 rand and so on. The indication is to lower South Africa's company tax rate. VAT remains at 15%. Superfine maize meal has been added to the VAT zero rated list. Perhaps the biggest ouch is the general fuel levy and the road accident fund, those together up by 26 cents a litre. And then alcohol and tobacco, the increases on average by 8%, which is double the rate of inflation. Peter Faber is a senior executive in the tax law and practitioners section of SICA. Peter, from a tax perspective, how would you rate this budget?
Well, I think, firstly, it seems to be a big departure from the medium-term budget policy statement. So I think government has been listening to both business and labor. We saw a lot of concessions, including from business on the tax rate, no tax increases. A lot of employees, civil society saying, please, no tax increases. He's gone that way. And even on the promised 160 billion rand wage bill cuts, we've seen that being reduced to only 29 billion, of which the majority is the current year. So it seems he has been listening. Whether he can actually keep the promises to all those people, I think that's going to be the important question.
Yeah, I mean, he was able to listen because he's collecting 100 billion rand more in tax than he thought was going to be the case when he talked to us in October. That gave him the freedom to listen, as it were.
Correct. It freed up some decisions, but I think of concern is that even though we are promising things like debt caps, in 3 years' time, etc. We've heard that narrative before, and it is still concerning that we aren't really reducing expenditure and whether we can actually keep to those debts. I think a lot of the rating agencies and markets will be looking towards whether we actually keep those promises, because those have been made and broken in the last 10 years.
And as an individual, you're probably slightly tax negative because, yes, you're paying less income tax, but everybody's affected by the increase in the fuel price, whether you drive your own car, whether you take public transport, or, you know, the goods that are transported across, that all feeds in. And then a lot of people drink and or smoke. So perhaps the individual slightly tax negative or roughly tax neutral as a result of this budget, do you think?
Correct. A lot tax neutral, especially I think on the lower end of the income spectrum. On the higher end, I think, as you alluded to in your statement, the 5% that the minister was talking about, very small amounts going to the top end, and obviously they consume the most of goods and fuels, etc., so they probably a little bit more tax negative. But I think it's also a concession that we need to understand that those who actually have the ability to pay more are going to have to contribute a little bit more. But it is just a little bit more compared to the initial statements made in the medium-term budget policy statement.
And what do you make of this, the decision to review tax provisions for travel and working from home? To quote from the budget speech, in light of the large-scale migration to working at home over the past year, Treasury will review current travel and home office allowances to investigate their efficacy, equity in application, simplicity of use, certainty for taxpayers, and compatibility with environmental objectives. Where do you think that might head?
Well, we hope it ends in a we had already engaged in the Disaster Management Act and required changes to the current legislation. In the NHSC hearings already before the budget speech in December, it was another matter that we had raised again and saying that the economy has changed permanently. The way that people will work from home, etc., will change. And the current provision is just too narrow to actually accommodate the fact that people will now on a grand scale be working from home.
Peter Faber, thanks for talking to us, a senior executive, tax law and practitioners with SICA.